Welcome to the Axis Strength Training Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Sweet, owner of Axis Strength Training in Johnstown, New York. Our mission is to help 2,000 people in the Fulton and Montgomery County area build a lifelong habit of health and fitness so they can live longer, healthier lives. Today, I'm joined by Coach Emily Ross. Coach M, as we call her, has been an athlete and coach with us for 5 years. Welcome, Em.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
Yeah, this is great. It's going to be fun. Okay, Em, I want to start by letting our audience get to know you a little bit. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First, tell us about yourself and your background in sports and fitness.
Yeah. So I was a three-sport athlete in high school. I did soccer, basketball, and ran track. And I decided not to play sports in college. I went to St. Lawrence University, and my freshman fall, I had a hard time connecting with a community. I had been so used to having my sports teams in high school and having that group of peers, and so when I got to college, it was very hard for me. And I had a group of friends who were on the St. Lawrence rowing team, and they encouraged me to join. So for 4 years at St. Lawrence University, I was on the rowing team. I had incredible experiences on that team. I got to row at the head of the Charles in Boston twice. We went to Florida for training trips. And that really encouraged me to take on fitness beyond school. I studied sports and exercise science at St. Lawrence. And yeah.
So what I've heard about rowing and being on a rowing team is that it's extremely difficult.
Yes, it was not an easy sport. We had very early mornings. We would get up at 5 o'clock to go to the St. Lawrence River, and we would row in some pretty cold temperatures. There was a lot of really beautiful mornings, but there were also mornings that, you know, the oar locks would freeze, you would freeze. And when you're rowing, when you're racing, it's 120% for the entire time that you're racing. So it puts you in a different headspace, and I was surrounded by a lot of really strong men and women in my time at St. Lawrence.
Awesome. All right, Em, let's get into a little bit about your time at Axis. When and how did you get started with us?
Yeah. So in spring of 2020, my St. Lawrence college career was cut short because of the pandemic. We were asked to go home. I missed out on my senior spring of rowing, and it was extremely hard on my mental health to come home and suddenly have lost that. So I remember looking up Axis because I knew about Axis, but never really had a chance to join because I lived, you know, up in Canton during most of the year. So it felt like not the right time to join. And I remember I called you, Jason, because at the time Axis was just your cell phone number. You picked up. And I said, you know, I know we're in a pandemic and you guys probably aren't working out, but is there anything going on? And I'm pretty sure you told me to come work out the next morning at 5 a.m. And so I felt, you know, wow, this is so much like what I had at St. Lawrence and part of my college training. So I joined the next morning, and 5 years later, we're still working out at Axis. So definitely kind of sparked that community back up for me being home through COVID, which was really hard to do.
Yeah, I think our listeners would be interested to know that when you started with us, it was actually just in my garage,
mm-hmm.
right? It was during the pandemic. The gym was closed down. We were just working out of the garage, and you showed up 5 a.m. at the garage, which was mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I remember just being, like, so excited. Like, it was so, like, the night before, I was like, I better eat something, you know, so that I can get up and get a good workout in. And I remember one of our first workouts, like, we were running miles, and we were doing lunges, and we were outside, and we were going down to Knox with the barbells. Like, there were so many great moments where we were just a group of people pushing through this pretty challenging time for a lot of gyms. So it was fun.
Yeah, a pretty cool time for us too, and pretty cool that you just showed up that next day so bright and early.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we worked out together for that summer. And then once we were allowed to open back up, then you started coaching. Can you tell us what it was like for you when you first started coaching?
Yeah, so when I first started coaching at Axis, we were once again kind of pushing through the pandemic. It was really hard on gyms. Like, I remember, I think we tried to open a couple times, or we tried to do a couple different things outside, and rules were constantly changing and we were constantly adjusting. And that was really hard on everyone. And when we opened back up, the classes were much smaller than they are now. I think we had maybe even like half the classes that we have now. The class sizes were small, but the community just started to build. As we opened back up, people started to come back to the gym.
Yeah, no, you're right. That was a very challenging time with, I forgot about that, all the constant rule changes, mm-hmm. and you could open, and then you had to close, and you know, we basically started from scratch again after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's when you started coaching, and you were just fresh out of college, young. You know, tell us how you have improved as a coach from that time when you started to 5 years later now.
Yeah, so I think I've improved in a couple different ways. One of them is just the knowledge that I've gained from experience over the last 5 years. When I reached out that I wanted to coach at Axis, I thought I knew everything, and I knew nothing. So 95% of what I've learned has just been from attending Axis workouts, from having you and Martha as a coach right off the start and learning everything there, and then attending, you know, the USA weightlifting certifications, the CrossFit certifications, competing in weightlifting, going to these different competitions. You know, I've just kind of taken that all in and continued to learn. I learn new things about the movements that we do at the gym all the time, just from going to classes with other coaches and hearing their cues and hearing how they present the movements. You're just constantly learning in this field.
Yeah. And if I can add from my perspective, so I remember giving you your first shot at coaching a group, and I believe that it was like outside still. So it was kind of warm out. It was just like coming back from the pandemic. Some people were coming back to the gym. And I was like, all right, Em, let's go ahead and have you lead this one. And you led that class, and I was like, oh my God, I can't, this isn't going to work. But then fast forward 5 years, when I watch you coach now, I'm in awe. Like, I am envious of the level of skill you have out there on the floor coaching these athletes. It's very inspiring and impressive, and I love watching you coach.
Well, so thanks, Jason.
So I have appreciated watching your growth over these last 5 years.
Yeah. And I also remember being absolutely terrified to coach, and I don't feel that way anymore, which is like, it's scary to get in front of people and present, you know, what they're there to do. It can be intimidating, but yeah.
Absolutely. Especially for somebody young, right out of college. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. tough. What are some of your favorite things about coaching?
Some of my favorite things. So I actually had a moment this past Thursday night. I was coaching the 5 and 6 p.m. And, you know, there was over a dozen people in the class, and we were working on the clean and jerk. And I just had a moment. We were going through the warm-up, and we were doing the pauses, and we were doing, you know, the clean and the jerk. And just watching all these people be able to do this incredibly challenging movement is so awesome. Like, nobody else is doing these lifts. You go to college and you might learn how to do a clean. You might, as a college athlete. And you have adults and kids in the kids program who are doing these incredibly challenging lifts. And it's really inspiring to see, because it could be really easy to see that and turn away from it. But you have these members who are coming consistently to learn these lifts and to better themselves with these lifts. And I just love to see that. I love to see people who are there to learn and to get a good workout in. And it's really inspiring to see. So I kind of had a moment this last Thursday where I was like, wow, this is awesome, you know, to see. And you have lots of moments like that as a coach.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's great. Tell us about some of your favorite memories from your time at Axis.
So there's so many favorite memories. I would say just spending time with the people that go to classes. You know, some of the members have truly become some of my closest friends. You know, we've gone to a couple different competitions. Those have always been really fun, getting to hang out with everybody all day, going to different events together, like, you know, after Saturday morning workouts, if people want to go get coffee, or, you know, we've all gone to hang out, you know. And I think that just the community has really helped me, you know, coming back from college, moving back to this area, not really knowing a lot of people because I had been away for so long. Axis was that community for me. So just meeting really incredible people and becoming friends with them has been really nice.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know you, Em, because I've known you for these years, and I know a lot of your hobbies, and you have a lot of very different arrays of things that you do. Could you share some of those things that some of our members might not know about you?
Yeah. So one of the biggest parts of my life right now is my partner, Steven, and I are restoring a house. And it is a lot of work, and it takes up a lot of our time, but we are doing about 99% of it on our own. And so that is a pretty big part of my life right now. And I'm a lover of all things vintage and antique. So if you see me at the antique stores and the vintage stores on the weekend, that's where I'm at. And I also have a huge love for music, both, yep, attending concerts and playing music. I've been playing the violin for 20 years now. So that's been a pretty big part of my life. I am a fourth grade teacher in Saratoga, and I am very lucky that I get to share music and art and teaching, some of my passions with the children in that regard as well. So I feel very lucky to be able to do so many of the things that I enjoy and share it with others.
Yeah. And you're also a pretty avid hiker.
Yes.
Or at least
yes.
Have been, right?
I'm trying to get all 46 high peaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hopefully. Almost warm enough. I'm not a big winter hiker, so my time is coming.
Yes. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
All right, Em, you've spent years training and coaching other athletes. What is a piece of advice that you'd like to share with those that are currently training at Axis?
So a piece of advice that I would like to share with those that are currently training at Axis is to just keep showing up. Like, let the coach know, like, I'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and then just show up and just keep showing up. The programming is there for you. The coaches are there to help you. We're always going to make sure that you're, you know, doing the lifts so that you won't injure yourself or that you're using the right weight. You can ask as many questions as you want. And all you have to do is show up and move your body. But everything else is done for you. And the hardest part is showing up, but as long as you can do that, you're going to be just fine.
All right. Any advice specifically for, like, new athletes?
Mm-hmm. Kind of going along with that, just show up. But also don't be afraid to reach out. You know, strength training is new for a lot of our newer members. It might be their first time in a gym. It might be their first time, you know, with this kind of schedule where you're trying to get workouts in throughout the week. And don't be afraid to reach out. Reach out to a coach. Reach out to Axis directly. You know, ask a member, hey, can you come to class with me tomorrow? So many of our members are so willing to be that person also. So don't be afraid to speak up if you're having a hard time transitioning to classes or just joining us for the first time.
Yeah, great advice. How about some advice for some of our athletes have been training for for a long time, for years.
Yeah. So something that was hard for me when I kind of had been training for a little while was listening to my body. This kind of directly happened a lot in college when I would be rowing. I remember one summer, it was right before the fall season started up. I was on a high peak hike and I rolled my ankle and I hurt my ankle pretty bad. I sprained it. I was having a hard time even walking. But when we came back for the fall season, we would be running, you know, 3-4 miles a day to get ready for the season. And I was not listening to my body. And I was just going out on these runs, re-injuring my ankle, having a terrible time. And I just was not taking a moment to pause. And I ended up putting myself much farther back than if I had just rested for a few more days, a few more weeks. And I think it can be really hard as you're progressing, as you've been training for a couple years, to stop and listen to your body and think, do I need a rest day? Do I need to go up to the coach and say, hey, this movement is going to bother this today. Is there something else I can do? Instead of just pushing through. So after you've gotten comfortable working out for a few months, a few years, then you can start to really pause and think what is best for me right now to get the best workout in or to get, you know, to get through this injury or whatever you might be going through. It's a skill. It's not something that you have when you first start and you might need help with that. But it definitely is something that we have to focus on just as much as the training is recovery.
Yeah, I love that advice. Because it is something we see so often because, you know, when people are just starting this journey, it's all about building those habits and, you know, getting into that routine. And they work so hard to develop that habit and that routine that it's very difficult for them to now think about backing off from that a little bit. And they could end up pushing themselves a little too hard when they need to rest a little bit. So I understand that dilemma. So that's a great piece of advice. All right, Em, if someone is new to group training, what can they expect when they come to one of your classes?
Mm-hmm. So what I love so much about Axis is that it is a group class. You are working out with other people beside you, but it is so much like a one-on-one session. Like whenever I tell people that I coach classes at a gym, they're like, oh, so you must work out all day long. And it's like, no. It's not like the typical, I'm at the front of the room showing you what to do. We're moving all together and you're just on your own. You know, the coach is showing you the movement, is telling you what you're going to get out of the movement. And then we are engaging one-on-one with all the members. So it's kind of hard to say I coach group fitness classes because people have this idea in their head of what a group fitness class is like. And that's not what you're going to get at Axis. You're going to get the one-on-one experience with many people in the same group setting. So it is a little different, I think, than what people expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you are known for coaching the group classes, but you also take on one-on-one clients. So are you taking on any clients right now? And if so, like, what are you looking for in a client?
Yeah. So I'm always taking on one-on-one clients. And really just anybody who is looking to dive into their fitness journey. I think the biggest thing is that you should be committed if you are going to take this on. And I will do everything that I can in my power to, you know, write programming and to help you and support you. And if you are committed and you are going to show up to these sessions, you will see results. You will feel better. You will, you know, and I think that people think that, oh, I'm going to sign up for, you know, these personal training sessions, but then they cancel and they don't want to show up and they don't follow the nutrition advice. Like, if you commit and you show up, you will see results. And I love working with one-on-one clients, and I'm always looking to take more on.
Yeah. Awesome. What would you say to someone who was thinking about joining Access Strength Training, but they say that they're nervous or even scared to join?
Mm-hmm. I would say that is completely normal. I was scared to come work out the next morning at 5 a.m. And it is different and it's new and you're walking into an environment with new people. But if you're having a hard time with that, don't be afraid to tell a coach or tell another member or something, because we will do our best to support you. I love it when members shoot me a message on Facebook and they say, hey, can you go to the 5 p.m. class with me tomorrow? Yes, absolutely. I'll be there. Like, don't be afraid to reach out. Even if you've already broken through the door and you've already joined us for a few classes, don't be afraid to reach back out if you're having a hard time with it. And I love going to classes with members for the first time. It's great. So I'm definitely always willing to do that.
Yeah. Awesome, man. All right, so now I'm going to get into some rapid-fire questions. I'm just going to throw out a quick question, and you respond with the first thing that comes to mind, okay?
Okay.
What's your favorite workout song?
Anything by Rage Against the Machine.
Ooh, I like it. What is your go-to post-workout meal?
Chicken quesadillas. Or burrito bowls, or tacos, or burritos, any of the above.
All right. What is your biggest gym pet peeve?
My biggest gym pet peeve, thank goodness, nobody does this at Axis. But if I am ever in a different gym or before I started working out at Axis, when people take dumbbells or weights and just throw them onto the ground when they're done with their set, it is just so obnoxious. I'm so glad that nobody at Axis does that, because we are so good about, when you finish your set, you know, make sure that you're carefully setting the dumbbells down or the barbells down. But it drives me nuts when I see it other places.
Yes. All right, I think I know the answer to this next one, but we'll see what you say. What is your favorite gym lift?
Any of the Olympic lifts? I say any. I'm going to say the clean. The clean is my favorite. Any clean combo, like three cleans into three hang cleans into three front squats, I could do those all day. I love those.
Yeah, we have a video of you doing them where the video looks like it's in high speed fast forward. When it's not, it's real time, and it's your elbows are moving so fast to get under that bar. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, those are fun. I like doing those a lot.
All right, Em, is there anything else that you would like to leave our listeners with before we close?
I am going to announce into the universe that I will be at class tomorrow at 5 p.m. because that way I will go.
Yeah.
And if I ever need to be that person for you to announce that you will be at class, I will be that person for you. So if you ever need help, or you ever want to go to class together, or you ever need guidance, don't be afraid to reach out to me. And this was a lot of fun. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, awesome. And that's awesome for you to throw that out there. So listen to guys. You heard it there. Em says reach out. She'll meet you at class. No excuses.
Yeah.
All right, Em. Well, that's all we have for today. I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.